More so, just more so as you understand the difference between having a white mother and two black kids, and you know that you have another side of the family. So it didn't really sit well with us as kids, I can say. You know, but that was a long time ago too, man. So we really didn't know too much, but you know, we were acting bad at some point because we wanted to go back to our other side of the family. So up until I think the court was kind of finalized, we always had passage with our grandma and our nana. My grandma and my nana was two of the people that we always, once we see our grandma, we go to our nana's. Once we see our nana, we go to our grandma. So it was always back to back. Those two, the one that I sent you the picture was, those two were in our lives together since the thick and thin. So as you can tell, that's why my grandma's my grandma and my nana, I consider her more as a mom to me too. But during that time, after five, it kind of slowed down. We had passage, but we barely had passage. I can't really give you the number amount, but I just know it wasn't as much as it used to be before the court, before we got adopted.
So I'm a little bit confused. I just want to make sure who's who. When you say your nana and your grandma, who is
okay,
Margaret?
So yeah, nana means,
Margaret.
So nana means grandma in both. My grandma is my grandma. Margaret Hudson is my grandma.
Okay.
Denise Goggins my biological aunt. The reason why I call her nana is because we grew up with her. Her first granddaughter is we're one month older, so we were always connected as children. So my twin brother grabs the word nana, so we always use the word nana, and we never refer to Denise or anybody or anything else like that. So when we refer to nana, we refer to Denise Goggins.
Okay, so I get it now. So you're saying Denise and Margaret, your nana and grandma, before you were given to Deborah, you were close to them both. You loved them.
Yep.
You were thick and thin. Can you describe that again, like how you felt for them?
I can't describe that when I was younger. I just describe it as I was old. You know, it's a little different because when you're five and four and a half, you really don't remember. You just remember bits and pieces. You know, you remember that you go, I remember personally going to my grandma's house, seeing my sister, seeing my grandma all the time, sitting down watching wrestling as a group family members. Like, and that was very young, and I still remember that. And then also I remember going to my nana house that lived up the street and always going over there, staying over there. So, like, we were young, but I remember those little things now. That's all I can really tell you.
Yeah, that's important, though.
Child.